The United Kingdom will allow fully vaccinated visitors from the European Union and the United States to arrive without needing to quarantine from next week. From the 2nd of August, travelers with US and EU approved vaccines will not have to quarantine, but India continues to remain on the list. Fully vaccinated Indians, even with two doses of the India-made AstraZeneca drug Covishield, will need mandatory institutional quarantine for 2 weeks, despite India requesting the UK for relaxations. Now, the UK government has kept quarantine rules for travellers from France because of the presence of the Beta variant, but they'll review the status at the end of next week. Hopefully, they'll review the situation with India as well, because what we are looking at is this. If you're an EU national and have been vaccinated with a drug called Vaxzevria, you can go to the United Kingdom and be there without a quarantine. But if you've had Covishield over here in India, which is chemically identical, then you have to pay 2 lakh rupees as a student for a 10-day government-managed quarantine in a particular hotel where your food will be served and left outside your door, which you pick up and eat. It's virtually a jail term. Is that fair for our students? Well, we've got lots of reactions coming in. Dr. Rajay Narayan, the director of Global Health Alliance in the UK, joins us. Zubair Siddiqui is a third-year law student from Queen Mary University of London. We're also joined by Sarang Siddharth Sharma, a student of Queen Mary University in London. We'll be joined by our other panelists as well. Ranjit Singh Rathore is a former student union president for Brunel University in London. Let me come across to you first, Dr. Narayan. What sense does this rule make that with Covishield you have to go into quarantine, but with Vaxzevria you don't?
Thank you, Vishnu, for having me on the show. And you are absolutely right that people who are getting Covishield and Abrisco, you know, because in UK also we get Covishield, it's the same chemical as you said. But unfortunately, you know, the India has been listed as a red country, and the reason why is because obviously we are getting lots of infection in India initially. And they were, and obviously we know that Delta variant also started kind of India where it all originated. So maybe the UK government is being slightly cautious, because again there was some blame game on the government, saying that in the UK that they should have closed the borders early with India when the second wave came to UK, and we were struggling with the second wave in the UK. So I think there is a reason why the UK government is doing this. It's not only because that people have got 2 jabs of Covishield can...
So they're sending some sort of a message, Dr. Narayan, is that what you're suggesting?
Sorry, Vishnu?
Are you suggesting that the UK government is sending some sort of a message to India?
I'm not sure about that. I'm sure UK is also very happy to have you, Indian students. But most importantly, I think it is important that the UK and Indian government, they speak about it and clarify on this point, because that is very important.
They've been doing that, but nothing has changed so far.
Hopefully it should change.
Hopefully. There are a lot of students or many on this program counting on that. Ranjit, you want to come in over here with your thoughts on having to potentially pay up to 2 lakh rupees for a 10-day jail term? Oh, sorry. Did I say jail term? I meant hotel quarantine. Go ahead. Ranjit, your thoughts.
Indeed, you know, I very quietly and very rightly sympathize with all the students, which will have to, you know, dig deep into their pockets and pay such a significant, you know, quarantine fees. But I would also like to show you the flip side of it, you know, by your platform, probably, you know, spread the awareness about it, which I'll take the liberty to do so. So many of the top UK universities, what they're doing is they're offering students, Indian students who are coming to the UK, pay for the hotel quarantine fees. So it's a recent sort of, you know, breakthrough into the higher education sector, but not all the universities across the sector in the UK has adapted to it. So yeah. How this will sort of work is the logistics behind is let's say, you know, you're paying £2,000.
Okay, your line is a bit bad. I'm just going to go across to Sanam Arora,
which you paid to the hotel.
Sanam, let me ask you this. You're founder and chairperson of the National Indian Students and Alumni Union of the UK. Do you have any indicator that the British government is going to change the rules for Indian students?
Well, from my discussions with various stakeholders, it does not look likely, unfortunately, that this will change. What we're hearing is, you know, India, the situation, yes, it's improving, but there is a degree of concern about, you know, India's COVID situation and the various different variants that are coming out. So from this is not being said officially, Vishnu, but from what I'm hearing, it's unlikely that India will be taken off the red list at any point soon, which is a big concern to our Indian student community in the UK.
But isn't that strange that the United States, which is also seeing a large number of cases, you know, would be welcomed, whereas India, which is actually seeing a sharp decline now, is still being denied?
It's absolutely bizarre. And it's something that, you know, students are calling out as feeling discriminated against. Students are calling out as being, you know, something that they're not particularly happy about. And, you know, in fact, Vishnu, it's almost by design, because if I just explain this for a second, there is a deadline for current Indian students to be in the country by the 27th of September in order to be able to be eligible to apply for the post-study work visa. But even for students who, you know, might otherwise say, I'm actually not able to afford this, I wouldn't travel to the UK, they're kind of being told by design, either pay this 2 lakh fee or you forego the chance to apply for your post-study work visa. And by the way, 80% of Indian students choose to come to the UK from last year because there is now this graduate route visa, which actually our union campaigned for. So I think by design, there's an element of students feeling forced to apply for this visa. And I know the previous deadline was the 21st of June, which we spoke to the Home Office in the UK, got that extended to 27th of September. So a lot of students rushed before that, somehow making this 2 lakh happen, rushed before, just before coming to the UK. They thankfully extended that, which we were happy about. But it still means that students have absolutely needed to be in the country by the 27th of September, and that is a big concern.
Sarang Sharma, would you like to come in with your thoughts about what's happening? How does this affect you?
Thank you for having me, sir. I would, as a student who's going to start his classes this fall, this is a really bizarre and strange situation because, like you said, the same vaccine applied to other students across the EU and the US don't have to quarantine. And also the amount, 2 lakh rupees, is a lot for a lot of international students. And it seems very strange that all of us who are even double jabbed have to go through this. So it's apart from the obvious financial burden it will have on us, it also will impact our mental health for sure, to be, you know, locked up for 10 days. I'm sure like the governments can work out some solution, maybe move the country to the amber list, or some sort of universities are helping, but not, they're subsidizing a part of our.
And as I understand it, the subsidy comes later. It's after you pay from it that you're reimbursed that. In the case of students going over there, it's only after you set up bank accounts and all that reimbursement comes back. So at the moment, it's cashed down.
Right. In my case, the university has offered to like sponsor half. They'll remove half the amount from the tuition fees I pay later. So they're doing it like that. But right now, you need funds to sort of book everything, the quarantine, everything, just to enter the country. And then,
Mahima, are you worried? I mean, the costs are obviously a big factor. But are you okay about staying in a single room for 10 days, a room from which you cannot exit? Apparently, you can get out of there for 15, 20 minutes a day. It is very much like a jail. Are you okay with having to go through that experience?
Not at all. The isolation itself is going to be so traumatizing because you're obviously going from a certain community and then you're being literally put in isolation for 10 days. And for somebody like me, I don't have my university in London. So I'm going to go back to Heathrow, then book a ticket, or spend that kind of money on a cab and then go to Sussex and then set up my living all over again. So definitely there's a lot of mental pressure associated with it.
I can imagine. Zubair Siddiqui, you want to come in over here? Do you feel that, you know, I mean, this is an injustice, quite beside the fact that you'll be double vaccinated, perhaps you already are, you would also be RT-PCR cleared, not just before you leave for the United Kingdom, but after you arrive in the United Kingdom as well. So you're as safe as anybody else, but you have to go in for a mini jail term while others with the same drug can waltz around. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's not. Thanks for having me. And I feel that it's not at all fair. the way we've been treated, the international student community has been treated. I'm a third year law student, so during COVID, I had to rush back to my home, and all of my education happened online. So I studied about 1 year or 1.5 years online, and there was no compensation in my student fee. So already there was an economic burden on all of our students. We could not do part-time jobs because of COVID. We could not support ourselves. So, and now they've put this 2 lakh, 3 lakh rupee quarantine on us and 10 day and a 10 day term. And even then we'll be checked twice for a negative test during that quarantine period. So I don't think it's fair. It's not at all fair for the international students to be treated this way by the UK government.
Well, it's a very, very difficult situation indeed. Sanam, 30 seconds running out. The government of India has actually appealed to the British government a couple of days back and said that, you know, look at our cases, they're coming down right now. You still believe that that's not going to have an impact immediately?
I'm hopeful that I'm wrong, but I don't think so. I think the UK is going to take a very, very cautious approach. I'm not sure I see the full science behind that, at least the science being communicated behind that, which I think is the job that the UK government needs to do better. I hope I'm wrong, but from what I've heard, we are not going to see relaxation of India moving from the red to amber list anytime soon. But, you know, even if that doesn't happen, Vishnu, our basic concern is the welfare of Indian students. And, you know, £1,750 and this jail term of 10 days, as you're saying, it is extortion.
And there are crazy solutions being looked upon by students. And that's such an expensive proposition to fly to a green list country, to go to an amber list country, spend a few days over there, then try and get out of quarantine. The costs are enormous. Or you go in for this hotel managed government quarantine, right?
That's absolutely the case. And, you know, students are struggling. They're really struggling at the minute. They're really deferring their decision making as well about whether to come or not. And
how does that help the United Kingdom? It doesn't help the United Kingdom. It doesn't help our students.
And
it's all unfortunate. It is very, very sad. Is this some bizarre form of vaccine racism? That's a question that really does need to be asked. I'm out of time on this program. We'll continue to raise this. So many students worried, including those students who've had Covaxin and have absolutely no idea if they can travel. We leave this program here.